My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Hey everyone, just a quick heads up here about our Leveling Up Founders community, which is a private invite-only network of people at the top of their game in business, content, and media. Past guests have included people such as Alex and Layla Hormozi, Chris Doe, Vanessa Lau, Cody Sanchez, and much, much more. You can go to live.levelingup.com to apply and learn more, and we'll see you over there. Today, we are going to talk about what you can learn from Andrew Tate's marketing. So let me start it off first by saying this might be a triggering episode, but I want to just emphasize that neither Neil and I are, we're saying we support Andrew in any way, but I truly believe that you can learn something from people that even that you don't like. And so this Andrew Tate guy, he is a former like kickboxing champion, and he's really blown up in the last 12 months or so. If you do a Google Trends report, I don't know if you did this, Neil, but if you compare...
Why is he blown up?
I'll explain in a second. So Andrew Tate versus Logan Paul versus PewDiePie versus Mr. Beast. Andrew Tate is like 4x bigger than these three people combined. And this Andrew Tate guy, the reason why he's blowing up is because he says a lot of crazy things, right? He'll be like, he says a lot of things about women that many might consider misogynistic. So I won't repeat anything that he says, but he says a lot of things that are crazy and controversial. And by that definition, he's a walking highlight reel and he's able to get everyone's attention. So I'm happy to dive into his marketing funnel, but I want to pause for a second and give you a chance, Neil.
So the big thing is if someone's blowing up by creating controversial content, and I have heard about him, I don't follow him, so I don't know what he's been doing. But if it's controversial, the big thing that I've learned over the years is the best marketing tends not to be controversial. If you want to be controversial, yes, more people are going to follow you, but that doesn't really necessarily equate into revenue. And sure, he may be making more money than most people, but A, money isn't everything. And B,
you still make the most money by just creating amazing product or service that solves people's problems. And I'm looking it up right now, and it looks like he monetizes through a mastermind. Is that right?
I'll give you a breakdown, but I'll let you finish your thought.
Go for it. That was the main thing.
So here's the thing. His engagement's actually fading right now. So to Neil's point, I don't know how long. It's not so much how long he can keep it up. It's more so like when people get sick of him. So I think maybe it lasts for another, you know, 8 to 12 months, but I still think he'll stay relevant, but just not as popular as he is right now. So Neil, the reason why I think his marketing is smart, again, love him or hate this guy, is basically he's a walking highlight reel. So that's at the very top, right? So if we think about ADA, attention, interest, desire, and action. Now, then what happens is he has these courses. So in the courses, he actually teaches you marketing. He teaches you how to make money online, right? It's no different than a lot of these other courses out there. And then an upgrade to the courses after you finish the course, he says, hey, do you want to join my affiliate program? And then what happens is people join his affiliate program and they start promoting his course. All they do is they chop up all the content he's putting out and they put it on the short form, and it blows up on like TikTok reels and shorts because they like this content because the retention is very high. And so what happens is it creates this loop. Everyone's like, I want to make money. I'm learning from this guy. This guy's got my attention. I'm going to do his course. Oh, this guy that taught me how to make money is going to give me an opportunity to make money. I'm going to do that too. And the ads, I'm just going to use him. That becomes easy, right? And so again, the question is, when does the world become sick of him? And that's when it probably starts to slow down. So, you know, do I think he has the best opportunity vehicle here? Not necessarily, but it's working for him. I don't think it makes him like a billionaire or anything like that. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. It works for him. So
controversial marketing sucks unless you want to be famous. If that's your overall goal, by all means, go and do it. But it's not the best way to generate long-term sustainable revenue.
Yep. Like I said, I think, you know, neither Neil nor I support this guy. I just think it's an interesting case study. So that is it for today. Please don't crucify us. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this pod. And we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.